Oh, hey. I guess you're the 5 o'clock. You're kind of cute. Yeah, my dad's on speakerphone in the office. He's out of town this week, and so he's doing all his sessions over speakerphone. I know, so lame, right? I guess you know your way to the office. I've always been super curious what goes on in there, but he never lets me in there when clients are visiting. I guess it's always the forbidden things we're most curious about. Hey, you wouldn't mind if I snuck in there with you, would you? I want to know what it's like. My dad never tells me anything. I promise, I'll be good. Okay, cool. I'm sure you won't regret this. Does he always start off with that? Tell me about your week. Well, go on, answer him, or else he's gonna know something's up. Jeez, he sure does talk a lot. You know, even if he were in this room right now, I bet he wouldn't notice me. He never notices me. He's always thinking about his mistress. Oh, I guess he never told you about the fact that he's cheating on his wife, huh? Yeah, that's the guy you're telling all your problems to. In fact, his whole conference is suspicious. I don't think there's a conference at all. It's just an excuse to be with her. I bet she's with him now, sitting in the room while he talks to you. He's just waiting to get off on the phone so they can fuck. He's such an asshole. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being so inappropriate right now, aren't I? But it's not like you can actually do anything about it. I can speculate all I want about my dad and his mistress. Oh, do you think she's naked right now? Do you think she could be blowing him? Could you even imagine getting a blowjob while you're on the phone? Wait, are you getting turned on? Oh my god, you totally are, aren't you? Holy shit, my dad would kill you for having a boner while sitting next to his daughter. Well, it's too bad you're on the phone with my dad. I mean, I can't possibly do anything while he's listening, like, even if I wanted to. It's bad enough that I'm whispering in your ear while you're talking to him. It'd be so much worse if I actually did something. If he found out you were messing around with his little girl, you'd be so fucked. It's too bad, really. But you look like you're straining against those tight jeans. I couldn't help but feel, well, maybe a tiny bit responsible. Maybe I could help relieve a little tension by unzipping your pants. Would you like that? It's so nice to hear you beg, but you'll have to be more specific. Please, what? What do you want me to do with that juicy cock of yours? Oh my, that's very bold of you. I don't know. If you want me to do that, you'll have to do something for me. Anything. issues myself, like daddy issues, if you haven't already guessed that. But my dad never listens to my problems. Maybe you could help me with that. Maybe we could roleplay a bit. Can I call you daddy? Okay, daddy. So, I noticed that you're not around as much anymore. That's okay, I get it. I know things between you and mom aren't great, but you don't have to leave. I mean, you still got me, right? And if there are things that mom won't do for you, maybe I could take care of it. Oh, daddy, don't look so shocked. I know you've thought about it. Why else would you be sitting there with your cock out? You don't seem to mind me touching it like this. You aren't stopping me from wrapping my soft, tiny hands around your throbbing member. Oh, it's shaking. Is that because of me? Is it because you've noticed that your daughter's all grown up? Yeah, I am. I'll always be daddy's little girl. Even if I'm pumping your hard cock. Like this. You like this, don't you? I can tell you like having your daughter pump you. Can I sit on your lap, daddy? Just like old times. It's okay, I'll be careful. I'm gonna come over. Just sit back. And let me climb on top of you. Like this. Oh, did I forget to tell you I wasn't wearing any underwear under my short skirt? Daddy, I can feel your hard cock poking me. I can't sit on your lap with your hard cock in the way. But I can't hold myself up over your cock like this forever. Is it okay if I lower myself onto you? Okay. Oh, you're bigger than I expected. I have to go slow. That feels good. Almost there. I did it, Daddy. Are you proud that your little girl fit your whole cock inside of her? Tell me you're proud of me. That makes me so happy to hear. You're so hard and thick. I can feel you inside of me, Daddy. I like the way it feels. Is this what you and Mommy do? Or used to do? I don't understand why she would stop. I'd want to keep on doing this with you all the time. Okay. I want to start moving on top of you. Does it feel weird? Does it feel weird to be fucking me, Daddy? Or if it helps, you can pretend I'm Mommy. That you're seeing. I know you think it's a secret, but you're too obvious, Daddy. But you know, I don't think you're going to pretend I'm someone else. I think maybe you like fucking your daughter. But that's okay. Oh yes, fuck me daddy, fuck me harder. Oh yes, I'll do anything. You can fuck me anywhere, anytime you want. in me. Yes. As, you did. You came inside your little girl. I'm so proud of you. And now you're mine forever. I can't believe I said all that. Oh, I think I accidentally hung up the phone, or at least I hope I did. Well, yeah, that was pretty fucked up. I'm sorry if I was too much back then. Oh, you liked it? Okay, I'm glad. That makes me happy. And thanks for listening. And for all that other stuff too. I think it really helped me. Maybe it helped you too. Maybe we can help each other out some more in the future. This is a fantasy post for ages 18 plus. Written for adults, by adults, and all with adults. I don't know. Just, if you're not 18, move along. This is posted by VegetableManager45 and uploaded to soundgasm.net on Reddit Gone Wild Audio. So those of you who are still listening, I'm trying to do this kind of download after each recording, so you can listen or you cannot, that's fine. But I decided to do a challenge this afternoon, which was see a script I think is interesting by the tags and the description, but don't read it first. Just do it. Just start and do it. So it's kind of interesting, the process there, because I had no idea what was going to happen. And I almost kind of like barely read the tags. So as I'm this character, you know, obviously I just start and stop a few times because I'm like, oh crap, I shut the door too quickly. Like it's a little bit funny. Since I just record this on an iPhone without editing, I kind of can stop and rewind, but that's about it. I was like, oh crap, okay, I had to shut the door. Or I'm like, okay, so she's with this guy, he's sitting here. Oh shoot, it's supposed to be a therapist. So I like YouTubed some like random therapist talking and had him in the background. And I'm like, okay, she's next to him. Oh, cool. She's going to fuck this guy. She's going to fuck this guy. Her dad's listening. That's pretty kinky. And then when she started calling him daddy, I'm like, oh, this is a different audio than I expected. This is different. Okay. Maybe I didn't read the tags very well, but I'm already like 60% in. So I just decided to go for it. So yeah, it was really fun to like ride this guy with my, you know, like, let's be honest, I'm just like riding on a dildo on a couch, but still having a lot of fun. So I just thought the character was interesting as I went through it. Obviously it's maybe a little bit darker than I'm not really used to, but I mean, it's two people, you know, fucking that are not related. Yeah, this girl maybe needs to see a different therapist, is all I'm saying. Okay, that's all. That's my challenge to myself is don't read it, just do it. See if you can do it on the fly. It's a different method. I'm not imagining this to get a ton of listenings, very specific, but I did this one for me. It was a fun challenge. Okay, I'm gonna pull this dildo out of my pussy that's still in there from the writing. Ah, gorgeous. And just give it one quick lick because I'm such a sex-positive person. I mean, genuinely, my pussy tastes very nice. So for those of you who've wondered, there you go. Okay, have a nice day. Hope you come back.